Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening? What's up, y'all? Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. I'm your host, it's your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Boy, for all time, what's happening, dog?
What's happening, man?
Tired, man. Tired, very, very tired, very, very tired.
Yeah, you'll be both.
Show must go on. What's good with you? What's good with you, homie?
Shit, I can't call it, man.
How you enjoy your weekend, man?
Oh, man, it was cool, man. I went and kicked it with the ex-wife at the barbecue. It was pretty cool, man.
Wow. The ex, huh?
Why does everybody say wow? You don't believe you can be still be friends with your ex?
Shit, motherfucker, that be you the one on here with them tirades and rants.
No, that's my daughter's mother. That's a big difference.
Yeah, well, you done had a couple of them where you done went in on the ex-wife, too.
I love the ex-wife. Love her to death.
I guess.
I'd definitely get back with it if I could. That's real.
Well, it's the reason why they put the word ex in front of it.
I know, but...
It's over, man.
It ain't over.
It's over, dog. Let it go.
No, I ain't letting it go, man. It ain't over.
That's kind
of... Love it. To one of us die.
That's talking, homeboy.
You got Wick on the line, man. What's up, dog?
Wick,
what's
up,
fellas? What's good, fellas?
Chilling, man. Trying to recoup from this weekend, man. Well, I mean, you know what, man? Well, I got us on the line right now before anybody else call in. Did anybody get a chance to see Raw? Because I missed it.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it.
So did they let CM
work?
So they let CM Punk back.
Yep.
Yeah.
I told you it was a work, man.
But now check it out, man. I got on the internet, you know what I'm saying, and I was checking out some things. Man, I didn't know Jericho was gone. I didn't know. I knew Matt Hardy was gone. But all of them, Batista, all of them are trying to opt out their contract. They don't want to be there no more.
Because it's PG.
You know Vince will chew you up like bubblegum.
It's a PG show. They can't do what they want to do no more, man.
And that's
you got to admit.
They said the market is so bad now, man, that they said, that, I mean, it's a horrible thing now.
Just look at it like this, man. Compare it with the era attitude to now. It's horrible.
Bad.
No blood. You don't even hardly see a chest shot anymore. What's wrestling without a chair shot?
You got a point there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why everybody's trying to go to TNA. TNA gonna blow up.
I don't think so, man.
All they got to do is get rid of Hogan and Bischoff and bring in Paul Heyman. They'll take off, man. They will take the fuck off. Imagine if he had the backing that TNA had when he had ECW before he sold it to Vince.
True.
The only reason he sold it is because he could compete because he didn't have the dollars that Vince had. But ECW was way better than WWE. You know that. They had the best wrestling, man.
Yeah, they I agree with that wholeheartedly. Because that shit today, I mean, man, it's to the point if I see it, I see it. If I don't, I don't.
Yeah, they got terrible. It used to be a every week thing. Nice. If you catch it, you catch it.
He cornered the market, man. That's the problem.
Exactly.
Got no competition.
Right. So he just feel like shit. I mean, y'all, either y'all going to watch me or y'all going to watch nothing.
Exactly. Or watch TNA. You know what I mean? They really not on WWE level like WCW was. You know what I mean? When it was NWO versus DX. I mean,
yeah.
You switch back and forth to see what each group doing.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you can wait till the end of the show to find out what NWO going to do or what DX is going to do. And
yeah.
Then you're flicking back and forth, trying to watch them both at the same time. That
yeah.
was wrestling, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, but you know, now, I mean, I got on YouTube, man, and I just went through, and I went through Starcade, Great American Bash, so I just went through everything. I miss that old wrestling. I really do.
I tell you what, this is what you do, man. You go on there, you bring up a Hell in a Cell, you watch any Hell in a Cell you want, any one of them. And then you compare it to that very first War Games. No comparison. War Games killing them.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. But now here's the thing about that. Have you looked at, like, the last War Games they was having? Oh, those was horrible.
No, I'm talking about the early ones.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Remember, I had to take.
That was when wrestling was limited. I remember the very first match I saw, man, World Class on TV. It was World Class. I think you watched it with me when Boogie Wiggy Man came out there and paid somebody to take his place so he can wrestle some. I can't remember who he was wrestling. But that was the first match I saw. Somebody was wrestling somebody, and Boogie Wiggy Man came out there, paid dude in the corner of the lead, and he took his spot so he could wrestle dude. That was some good shit, man. You don't see that kind of shit no more.
That was NWA. That wasn't World Class.
You gotta blame that on the writers. They don't got good writers no more.
You got all these motherfuckers from Harvard and all that writing. You got college motherfuckers who just, you know what I'm saying, who don't even know I'm just gonna put a scenario together. You got screenwriters, script writers writing this stuff now. You gotta put the when it comes to wrestling, I do believe. I mean, for all the bullshit that goes on with it, I do believe the inmates need to run the asylum.
So do I. That's how you get good matches.
Right.
Which show you think is better, Raw or SmackDown?
I don't even watch SmackDown.
So SmackDown's pretty good, man.
You know everybody.
Paul Heyman is the lead writer. Paul Heyman, guy, man, he can turn a company around, man. They take the cuffs off of him. He could turn it around for him, man. But it's PG. Ever since Vince went public, it's PG.
It ain't even PG, man. That shit rated G.
Well, they consider it. It's a PG show.
Yeah, you
call
see
it
more
not.
Blood on regular TV.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, Kate.
Watch True Blood and get more blood.
And the part that gets me is that you got matches where things, oh, this anything goes match. Anything goes. Ain't nobody even, and ain't nobody bleeding.
Nope.
I can't get into it, man. That part killing me.
The toughest match you're going to see in WWE is probably a tables match. I mean, that Ron Truth and Cena table match, I think it was 2 weeks ago, last week. That
yeah.
was pretty good. Everyone CM Punk went off. You know what I'm saying?
I want to know
how they're going to bring him back.
That was the best. That was the best thing I've seen. I don't know how long. When he went off, that was the best thing I've seen. I don't know how long.
You know what? I went to WWE. After I went to WWE.com, right after he snapped, and everybody was on him, man. Everybody was on his dick, dude. It was like that's the best shit in years.
That was
about to shoot.
I give it like a snap when Undertaker snapped and went back in the back and whooped Flair's son ass. That was about up there.
All right, hold on, y'all. We got somebody new. I think this is Janine, but I'm scared to say. What's happening, Janine?
What's going on?
What's good, baby girl?
We were just talking shop to somebody called in. That's all. We pretty sure you don't know too much about wrestling, do you?
Yeah, she knows about wrestling.
Not really.
You sure you do, though?
Huh?
Don't you sure you know about wrestling?
What we all talking about?
We were just talking about how it been changed over the years, how it's so watered down now. We were just talking shop, that's all. No, you know when fellas get together.
Now, you've been to a pay-per-view before, right?
Yes, I have.
What, you remember which one you went to?
No, I don't remember.
Do you remember the main event?
Randy Orton, I think, was the main event. I don't even remember who he was fighting. I think it was The Miz, I think.
See, that's exactly what we're talking about. If you go to a pay-per-view and you can't remember the main event, wrestling sucks. Think about it.
I was too focused on them two little Hawaii boys.
But you figure, if you're going to spend that kind of money to get in, you should remember the whole freaking show. If you don't, then they let you down.
I'm not into it like I used to be. I mean, when I was younger.
I've been to every main event I ever saw in person. Undertaker versus Bret Hart is the best one. I saw that one on Raw. All right, man, let's get into the show.
Okay. I was letting you finish your nostalgia moment. That's all. All right, well, check this out, man. This is a topic that I wanted to bring up for a second. I'll just say, for instance, dog, you got a friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you digging her. You know, you like her, but she reiterates to you constantly that, you know, I mean, and you know y'all ain't going to be nothing more than friends. You know, right?
Right.
So now, you know, I meet her, I like her, and she tell you she like me. Would you set it up or would you cock block it?
That's a good one. I don't know, man. Depends on how bad I like her. If I really, really like her, then I don't want to see her with none of my friends. That should eat you up. I ain't going to even lie.
I mean, but why? She don't like you.
Don't matter. I like her.
Wow. That's crazy.
I'm the cock blocker. My motherfucker ain't shit. He got like 10 kids. He don't take care of none of them. You don't want to fuck with him. Trust me.
Damn.
Damn. My motherfucker ain't shit. He ain't shit. I'm telling you. I've been knowing that motherfucker for 30 years. He ain't shit. He just trying to get the draws, girl. You know what I'm saying? He got like two women already.
Oh.
That'd be me like a motherfucker. Now, me on the other hand, I'm a good guy. Just saying.
Wow.
That's what I would do.
What about you, Wick?
I don't know. That's one of them hard questions. But I don't think I'd cop block, but I wouldn't. I'd tell my friend I wouldn't want to see that shit.
I mean, but why?
I don't know. That's like another dog going to piss in your goddamn tree.
That's just it. That ain't your tree.
Well, shit. Motherfucker, I thought it was.
No.
It wanted to be my tree. I done pissed all around that motherfucker. Why?
Why well, I want you to come piss in my spot?
No, that's just it. You ain't pissed on it. That ain't your trade. You're not.
I pissed around it.
It don't matter. That's the whole thing. This is what I'm telling. This is the situation I'm trying to say is that the simple fact is there's nothing there with you. There's nothing there. There's and she tells you there's no attraction there. We cool. You know that's it. But I mean, I do. I am digging your friend.
Okay, now let's let Janine answer that, and then I'm gonna flip it. Janine,
okay, like from the girl's point of view, it's a guy that I like.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you like them, and you know, you and him was cool. But you know, he don't want to. You know, he already told you, look. We cool, you my friend. I don't even want to go that way with you because I'm not feeling you like that. And if we do anything, it probably will fuck up our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But
31, how did your friend?
But I do like your girl.
And then he could talk to her.
Would you like? All right, well, I'm gonna set you up with her. Would you be like, man, fuck you, or would you cock block it all together?
No, I don't keep each other.
Okay.
Of course, so that's what a woman is going to say. PC, PC all day long. Now let me flip it. Okay, now if that situation came up, now you being my friend, you know how I feel about her. Would you still talk to her?
Yeah.
That's some fucked up ass shit, man. Why would you talk to her? You know how I feel about her.
She don't like you.
So what? That ain't the point. You're supposed to be my boy.
I'm not lying to you. This could be my future wife.
Okay, let me rephrase my question. Now, before you answer the question, remember this. My shit don't work. I'm froze up, man.
You
anyway.
Fuck around with me, it's gonna be consequences and repercussions.
All late.
Okay.
You would actually talk to her even though I like her. You know I really, really like this girl. And you would still talk to her?
I mean,
you my boy? I'm telling you. Now, remember now, I didn't already talk to you about this girl. You know what I'm saying? You already know how I feel about this girl because we didn't already talk to her. Now we all decide to hang out together. She started liking you, but you already know how I feel about her. You still holler at her?
And I know she don't like you.
That ain't the point. You know how we not really talk. You know how I feel about her.
All right, I'm gonna ask you. Look here, dog. I mean, if it's okay, I'll come to you. Like, look, man, if it's that, I'm gonna come to you real because you know what I'm saying, dog. Old girl feeling me, you know, and if I'm feeling her, hey, man, I mean, the heart wants what the heart wants.
That's some fucked up ass shit. Hey. I ain't never take you around nobody I like. That's some bullshit there, boy. Ooh-wee.
I'm not going behind your back. Okay, so what, you'd rather both of us just be stuck without her?
No, I'd rather you be my boy and don't fuck with her because you know how I feel about her.
But she don't like you.
It doesn't matter. She ain't the only motherfucker out there in the sea.
Well, no,
so why you got to go fuck with her?
Oh. Don't bring nobody you like around past.
You know what, dog? Fuck you. Fuck whatever you talking about. Fuck what you're thinking. Because I ain't... Y'all motherfuckers swell up and down. But you know what? It's funny how y'all motherfuckers always say that. But you motherfuckers just or if not, just it's sneakier than me.
No, I wouldn't do that shit. I wouldn't do that shit, dude. If I know you like this girl, even if she like me, I still wouldn't holler at her, man. Just out of respect that you like her.
Look, man.
You know what I mean? Because
okay,
if
so
you
now,
think about it,
so wait a minute.
Come between a friendship. So why would I even want to take that chance?
Okay, now let me ask you this, Mac. If, okay, I mean, dog, me going behind your back fucking is one thing. But shit, what if I just wound up having an attraction to her too? I mean, let me ask you, okay. We both seen her. We both had an attraction to her. I mean, she chose me. She chose me. She didn't want you. I mean, you. With that being said, what if she got mad at you? Like, damn, I can't believe you did that. I don't want to be your friend no more.
Then fuck her. Say, but that ain't the point.
What's
she
the
ain't
point?
Got shit to do with it. What she talking about don't mean shit.
She got everything to do with it.
No, she don't. All she ain't got shit to do with it.
Huh?
She ain't got shit to do with it, dude.
How you figure she don't?
What do you mean, how I figure?
How you figure
she don't? Think about it, man. Now, how many times, think about this, dude. Think about this. How many times have you known a female to come between two motherfuckers that's supposed to be boys?
I've heard it a lot of times.
A lot of times, right?
Right.
So why would I even allow that to come between me and my boy? A female? Come on.
Okay, oh, exactly. My point exactly. She don't like you, she like me. Why is you letting this come between us?
Because you know how I feel about her.
But she don't like
you. You shouldn't even talk to her in the first damn place.
But she don't
you know I like the girl. That's just like me. That's just like me trying to holler at your baby mama. Y'all ain't together no more. But you know I always been liking her.
Come on, man.
What's the difference?
You're comparing apples and oranges now.
No, there ain't no difference. It's still a female. You ain't with her.
Come on, dog. Now you really gonna
you know talk. I like her. It's the same thing, dude.
Dog, come on. You really gonna compare baby mamas? You really
it's
gonna
the same
put
thing, man. It's the same. I mean, if somebody that I like is not off limits, then nobody should be.
Hold on. Listen to me, dog. Listen to what I'm saying. From day one, this motherfucker told you, I don't like you like that. You're not, like, if you come to me like that, you're going to put a strain between me and your friendship because I don't like you like that.
Oh, but I'm supposed to sit around and let you fuck my boy?
Who are you? I mean, you are friends.
Oh, man. We just got different opinions on this one, dude.
You are free.
We got totally different opinions on this one.
So, wait a minute. So, let me get this right. All right. Let's just say, for instance, I mean, because really, we got different opinions because I really can't see what you going to lock ass about if this person don't like you like that. I mean, now, if y'all fucked around or something like that, then, yeah, that's something different. Or it was going somewhere, then she seen me. Then now all of a sudden she got turned off with you. That was something different too. But now, from day one, you like, well, shit, we just friends, man. We friends, you know, I fuck her, I like her, but, you know, we just friends. Ain't nothing there. Then, I mean, what's the problem?
Well, like I said earlier, I mean, you're going to argue your point, I'm going to argue my point. We're not going to agree on this one. I mean, there ain't nothing I can say that's going to change your mind. There ain't nothing you can say that's going to change my mind. I think if you're my boy, you wouldn't holler at her just out of respect. That's just how I feel. Because I wouldn't holler at nobody that you like. So, I mean, we're going to see different.
Y'all motherfuckers full of shit. That's what y'all are.
It ain't no y'all. It's me.
You full of shit.
Hey. I got to take a shit right now, so you're probably right.
Well, all right, Janine, let me ask you this. Now, you hear what me and him saying. I mean, mm-hmm. which one of us two are less of the friend?
I don't know, because women, we different. Y'all do things different. Y'all look at things like that and feel like y'all no longer friends if y'all do stuff like that.
No,
women, we don't look at it like that.
You're right, and we do, because it's the macho nature. It's that dominant figure, that dominance that we gotta have. I mean, cause this could be my wife, dog. This could be the love of my life. I mean, I didn't go behind your back. I wasn't fucking the way you didn't know. One like y'all was ever fucking. One like y'all ever was gonna fuck. She don't even like you like that. If you make a pass at her, she's gonna end y'all friendship.
Well, look at that. I mean, I can sum it up just like this. I mean,
yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
I got a gun too, motherfucker.
I kill them both.
Okay, so wait a minute. You keep saying our friendship is supposed to be stronger than a female, right?
Right.
Okay, but now, at no point in time did I go behind your back. I came up to you like a man. I didn't go behind your back. I didn't do nothing back.
No, okay, so you're missing a point that I made earlier. Okay, you haven't met this girl, but I'm talking about her all the time to you. You've never even met her before yet. But you know how I feel because I'm talking to you about her all the time. Every time we're together, I'm talking about her. Man, I really like this girl.
Wait, man, hold on.
I don't know what I got to do to get her, man.
Hold on, brother. Before you finish that sentence, let me ask you this. Okay. You keep saying, all right, you telling me how she feel about you. You telling me how she feel about you. I mean, well,
I'm telling you how I feel about her.
Okay, but at the same time, are you telling me the way she feel about you?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm telling you how she feel about me. I know I'm telling you how I feel about her. I'm telling you everything because you my boy. As soon as you meet her, she say, oh, I like you. And you like, oh, I like you too? You don't think that's a dirty ass shit?
I didn't approach her.
But that's not the point.
Okay, so
I've been talking to you about this girl for 2 weeks.
2 weeks? There you go. You falling in love in 2 weeks. That's your problem.
Figure of speech, man. Make your point. Make your point. I mean, I'm telling you how I feel about this girl. I've been telling you how I feel about this girl. And if you turn around and come to me talking about, yo, man, she like me, you don't mind. What you think I'm going to say?
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours.
Yeah, all right. See what happened to G-Money at the end, right? So I'm going to flip it.
So wait a minute. But so what you
can never go back to the way it used to be.
So what you telling me is that a woman can break me and your friendship up. And that's,
I wouldn't allow it. Number one, I wouldn't allow it because I wouldn't put myself in a position to allow it.
I mean,
you see what I mean?
No, what I'm saying is that, okay, scenario the same. I mean, just say if the scenario was the same. You telling me that if it was a woman that liked me and didn't like you, even though you liked it her, me and you would fall out?
As long as you didn't talk to her, we cool.
Okay, so
but if you talk to her knowing how I felt about it, whether she felt the same or not, you know how I feel. So if you did talk to her, you telling me, well, fuck you. Fuck you and your feelings. She like me. Fuck you. That's how I'm going to take it.
So now, but I'm coming to you like a man. I'm not coming to you behind. And furthermore, okay, well, you said I would dog you out. Why would you dog me out to a stranger?
I said, what?
You said I'd be like, that nigga ain't shit. He got babies and all this shit. Why would you dog me out to a total stranger?
That's if you try to talk to her.
No. You said if she approached you and was like, I like your boy. You said you would be like, man, that nigga ain't shit. That nigga got kids.
Oh, yeah, that's just joking.
Okay, no. Well, okay.
That
serious.
Was making a joke at that point in time. But if the shit really, really happened,
hold on,
it wouldn't be no joke.
Hold on, seriously. Okay, well, all bullshit aside, she came to you and tell you, look, I'm feeling your boy. I'm feeling him. I really like him. I mean, now she comes to you like, look, I like your boy. I don't want it to be nothing funny, but I like your boy. Now, I want to continue being friends with you, but yeah, I do have an attraction to your friend. What would you tell her?
Well, I'll tell her the same thing.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
So what you're saying is that because she don't like you in the way that you
no,
like
seriously,
her.
Man, seriously. All bullshit aside. No joke, seriously. I wouldn't say shit to her. She has nothing to do with it. I wouldn't say a fucking word to her.
Why not?
I got a quote.
But it's my boy. If it's my boy, I'm going to holler at my boy. Because number one, you're wrong. Because you know how I felt about it. So you're wrong. Point blank, you're wrong. You shouldn't even, that shit should be taboo. Because you know how I feel about it. You know I'm really, really digging this girl. You know I really, really like this girl. So even if she approaches my boy, he should, out of respect, he should be like, no, my boy like you, so I ain't going to fuck with you like that.
Okay, so now let me ask you this. Would you still be our friend?
Would I still be her friend? I don't know. Probably, because I'm trying to get with her. I'm digging her.
But she don't like you.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers are off the chain. You motherfuckers
don't like me yet.
Okay, so let's just say a year goes past. You done pulled every trick out that you could possibly pull, and she still don't like you.
Oh, hey, man, she just don't like me. I still like her, though. Go ahead, man. What you
got
to say?
I got a question, and I usually, you know, don't kind of agree with a little of what Father Time's saying, but a little shit that the point he trying to make kind of makes sense is really up to the boy. Is that piece of pussy enough to give away that friendship? Even if you dig it or not. You've been with your nigga for more years than that. You ain't guaranteed that this woman gonna be with you with the same amount of years that you've been with your boy.
Hold up.
That's not a guarantee. After you fuck, y'all might be like fuck each other. You know,
okay,
we just wanted to get it out of the way. It was lust.
Okay, so what if it was? Okay, but what we do know for a fact is she don't like you.
Okay, I understand that. But the point is do you like your friend enough not to like her? That's
exactly.
The main point you're trying to say.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's
what,
a very, very
you,
good point.
You know what?
Do you like your friend enough? No, I mean, I was just asking. I mean, because,
you know
when he put in the ways he put
okay,
it, no,
now,
I wouldn't.
Hold up. Y'all keep going. All right, I hear what y'all saying. But nevertheless, Tommy, you never did answer my question.
What's your question?
Well, I mean, honestly and truly, because what I mean, you never mind. You know what? Forget the question because you said you was joking.
I mean, are you trying to tell me something? You like somebody that I should know about something, motherfucker?
You know what, man?
Oh, he's pulling out the shotgun.
You know what?
Oh, shit.
I mean, no,
fuck
no,
the
no,
dress
no,
and all them shoes. Fuck the shots with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass, very faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouthpiece. Fuck your hairpiece.
Janine, you guys thought the same thing, though, because, I mean, he's stressing this point real, real hard. Though. Do you not agree?
I mean, cause I'm trying to understand. You know why? Because I sit here and I think, you know what I'm saying? And it's like your boy Wick over there, he made his little joke. I don't bring nobody around Cass. But now, I mean, I'm just saying, y'all, you know, I mean, I've heard this said time and time again. I mean, my whole thing is, like, I'm just trying to understand the concept of now. You said, well, okay, that's just like you going to get going out of my baby mama. Now, we all know, because, I mean, we've all said this, that if it ain't your baby mama and all this, it ain't your woman, it's always free game. I mean, Wick, am I right with that one? Oh, how quiet we get.
Wick?
Huh? Oh. Okay, never mind.
Wait, no, I had it on mute. My bad.
Never mind. We ain't even got to go through it, man. We ain't going to worry about it. We ain't going to worry about it. We're going to go to a song, man. Let's just go to a song, and we be back. Fuck it.
You're just going to agree to disagree.
Sierra.
Like Lex sitting on 28, and all you can't get her if you ain't got plenty cake. ATL Georgia, booties look like this size, 23 waist, pretty face, this size.
When I'm whirling this around, ooh, oh
Great song. Like that song.
Oh, okay. What you talking about?
Janine, Janine, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
I want you to be totally, completely, 100% honest with me, all right?
Well, wait a minute, homeboy. I mean, let me just say this. I mean, because people who just called in probably not know the topic that's going on. If they want to get in on it, let just, you know, let them know what the topic was. Topic was, if you like somebody or that person, you know, you was friends with someone and that person, you know what I'm saying? They liked you, but you didn't like them, when you liked the friend. I guess, would you talk to the friend? Or if you were the one that did all the liking and you found out the person didn't like you, would you set them up with the person that they like? All right, man, you go ahead. I just want, just in case people who wanted to call in, people just called in, want to chime in on that, just let them know. All right, go ahead, dog.
Okay. All right, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
Would you date someone with a handicap?
It depends on what type of handicap it is.
Okay, give me a handicap that you wouldn't date nobody. Okay, if I had one arm, you know, let's say I lost part of my arm in an accident or something. Would you date me?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, okay. What if I was in a wheelchair? Would you date me? I mean, I may be in a wheelchair, but, you know, my shit still works.
Okay, you're in a wheelchair, so half your body ain't missing. The bottom half ain't missing.
But my shit still works. You just got to tell me when I'm coming or something. My shit still stand up.
Oh, but you paralyzed. How'd that work?
Put a rod in it.
Not necessarily a rod, but, you know, just because you're paralyzed, that doesn't necessarily mean you can't have sex anymore. You know what I mean? But you can still have sex.
Yeah, but it creates a difficult damn problem.
It's a what?
I said it creates a difficult damn problem.
So, okay, so you're saying you wouldn't date a female in a wheelchair?
No, I wouldn't.
Really?
No, I wouldn't.
And why is that?
I mean, I just wouldn't. I mean, I'm not that type of person that's going to be sitting there. First of all, I mean, I'm not going to say I wouldn't like a person, but as far as like, I mean, if we were together and then you got put in the wheelchair, that's something different. But no, I'm just not finna go to the Special Olympics and pick one out.
Okay. Okay, that was kind of a cool ass thing to say, bro. But we don't condone it here in Kansas City, everybody.
I mean, what's so cold about it?
You
want
to put that out?
About it?
So y'all saying that y'all would date somebody with a handicap as long as you can't see it?
No, wait a minute. You said wheelchair. I said no. I wouldn't date I would not initially go up to somebody in a wheelchair and try to date. Why wouldn't? Now, if we were together and then you got put in a wheelchair, then I'm still going to be with you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm still going to love you unconditionally. But, no, I'm not finna just go up to somebody in a wheelchair and say, hey, what's your number? Come on, dog. Now, why that got to be called?
What if they approach you?
Okay, I'm flattered, but, no, I don't want to talk to you.
Okay. Janine, give me the female version.
I mean, to me, it just depends on their handicap. Even things that are visible, I mean, a missing arm or something like that, I think I would date somebody like that, but then it depends. I mean, I don't know about the whole wheelchair thing. That's a lot.
Right.
Right. I agree. That is a lot.
But you said a second ago, you said I was cold-hearted.
That's because you're using Special Olympics, man.
Go to the Special Olympics. Talking about
the Special Olympics, dude. That's why I say that's kind of cold-hearted. We're not specifically talking about people in the Special Olympics. We're just talking about people with handicaps in general, not just the Special Olympic type people. They have physical handicaps. I'm talking about you got mental handicaps too.
Oh, when I make a reference, when I make a reference to something, I'm cold hearted. When you make a reference to something, it's a joke. Ain't this a bitch?
Oh, don't take it personal, man. Don't take it personal. Don't take it personal, babe. Now back to you, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's suppose you date me, right?
Mm-hmm.
On outside, physically, I'm cool. No defects
mm-hmm.
at all. Okay,
yeah, well,
you come over to the crib.
Cool.
Save that shit, dude. You come over to the crib. You see, like, you know, 7-8 pill bottles in the medicine cabinet. You know, you see a copy of my SSI check stub. Do you change your mind?
Hell no, she take your check, dummy.
Ha ha, very funny.
I mean, if I'm looking at you and I don't see any physical defect, then of course I'm going to think it's some mental going on.
Right, but I'm saying though, all the time you've been with me, everything was cool. You couldn't tell I was mentally handicapped at all.
Yeah.
The day he don't take them pills.
Yeah, well, you don't. If you ain't taking, that's if you taking them. What happens if you don't take them?
What I'm saying though, as far as you know, everything is cool. I'm just a normal ass brother to you. But then you come over to the crib and you see all these pills and stuff. Does that change your mind?
Well, it depends after I do my investigation.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, you're going to see all them damn Prozac pills, you're going to be like, I got to go.
I'm going to look up every damn one of them pills to see what they for.
Okay, let's just say he's one of the, let's say he one of them Mark Manic Depressor type motherfuckers.
Like Manic Depressor?
Yeah.
I can deal with that, but when you getting into bipolar and all them different types, then nah.
You can listen to the show and see he that already.
Man, what are you talking about, dude? Yeah. You getting a little too personal, huh?
He's gonna see bipolar already.
Oh, God, no, won't be none, bro.
Look, he was smiling a second ago. Look, man, look at him. Now he got attitude. I told you.
Oh, man, I don't play around with the bipolar, dog. That's my brother suffers from that shit, man.
Oh,
I ain't bipolar. Fuck out of you. Anyway, back to the fucking thing I was talking about.
Ooh, he's so personal.
Huh?
Go ahead, man. Go on the fuck on with whatever you were saying.
Thank you. So,
you don't
see anything wrong with me, but because you see a few pills, that changes your whole outlook on what I can offer you?
Depend on what the pills are for. I say I will lift the pills up and see, go from there.
Well, why wouldn't you just ask me? You think I would lie to you?
Yeah, I want to know for myself. I'm going to find out for myself, then I'm going to ask you. I'm going to still ask you. Because I want to see if you're going to tell me the truth.
But Dad, well, don't you think that's kind of personal? You asking me what kind of pills, what's these pills for? What's these pills for?
No, I mean, if we're getting to know each other, that's something I should know. For health reasons. What if I'm with you and you pass out, you having a seizure or something? I just need to know.
Okay,
it could be
well,
for a seizure disorder or something. I don't know what them pills for.
Well, but you wouldn't change how you feel about me though, right? Once you find out what the pill, okay, let's say I'm suffering from depression.
Okay.
Depression and diabetes.
Okay.
Okay, but now you don't know what those pills are for. You ain't done your little investigation. You're just not coming in the house. Would you make an excuse to leave?
No, I will wait. I could play it off.
You would play it off.
Shit, yeah, we might could sell some of them motherfuckers.
Or I'm going to look on my phone. I got internet on my phone.
Okay, let's suppose you look up something
mm-hmm.
and it scares you. How are you going to get out of the house?
I I'm gonna play it up like I didn't even see nothing. I done been in those situations as it has.
But you scared. You wanna leave.
I ain't scared. And I'm gonna act like I'm scared. I'm gonna act like everything is okay. And something gonna come up while I got to go.
And get the fuck out of Dodge.
Really?
Yes.
You
really.
Said, hope I took my pills that day. I was like, you ain't going no goddamn well.
He just proved my point.
You goddamn it. Came your ass up to the heat vent or something. Black snake moan all day long.
He just proved my point.
What's your point, man?
You crazy. I'm crazy.
I ain't crazy. I ain't crazy. All right, then I got one more for you. Then I'm going to give it back to him.
Uh-huh.
How old is too old to look for a relationship? I'm talking about a serious relationship. I mean, you know, somebody you ready to spend the rest of your days with. What you think the cutoff age is?
You said how old is too old?
Yeah. You think a 60-year-old man should be out there trying to find his mate?
Yeah. I don't think you alive, ain't you? I feel like you keep looking. You old enough to keep looking. If you able to get out there and do what you want to do, you might as well keep looking.
But if you're 60, she's already passed you by.
How do you know she passed him by? It still might be. What if he could have been with somebody already and she passed away or something, and he just don't want to live the rest of his life out by himself? It's a lot of different situations.
So,
I don't mean he's too old to try to find somebody.
Would you date him? Would you date a 60-year-old man?
Not at my age that I am now, no.
Why? You might be the one.
What?
You
I'm
might be
find
the one.
One. I'm going to find the one that's closer to my age. That's going to be the one that's closer to my age.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe there's somebody out there for everybody?
Yes, I do.
You do believe that? Maybe he's the one. Maybe the 60-year-old dude is the one. You never know.
Well, no.
I mean, you say you would give him a shot. Give him a shot.
What
if he got... What if he got paper?
Wait a minute. Flip it around on him. Would you date a 60-year-old woman?
Man, I'd date Oprah all day long, bro.
I didn't say Oprah. Oprah's not even in there. She's about
60.
I didn't say Oprah. We didn't say Oprah. The average, Oprah ain't gonna be in no club that you're gonna be at.
If she got enough money, then probably yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
so
she can take care of me.
So in other words, you're not looking for the love factor. You just trying to take this old lady's money. Oh, but I'm a harsh motherfucker, huh? Okay.
Hey, but I didn't say nothing about the special people. You said something about the special people.
You trying to rob the elderly. What the hell that make you do?
Waiting on the Social Security check before she even waiting on it. I ain't robbing no elderly, man. I'm just helping her spend her money, that's all.
Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
He's going to pick her up on the nursing home.
That's what I'm talking about. See, y'all got a bad...
He's sitting there like Lex Luthor on Superman Returns. Well, I wish this bitch would die so I can get my money.
Right. Well, I catch your ass around my mom, I'm going to shoot the shit out you.
Man, all y'all motherfuckers, y'all talking all that shit, but all y'all do the same goddamn thing.
Nah, man. You know what? It ain't that, dog. It just amazes me how you so holier than thou on one topic, but you a rat bastard on the next one.
Hey, I never claim to be holier than thou on nothing, bro.
That's what's killing me tonight, brother. You just, you're holier than thou on one topic, but then the next topic, you just a low-down, dirty dog. You actually
talking about
somebody.
The special people, man. We don't talk about the special people.
Oh, and you okay, so you want to take my granny's money because she barely making ends meet with, and you want to take it so you can go get high and drunk and hang around your fucked up friends? Not a bitch.
Yeah,
you
right.
Like that sounds so fucking terrible.
You doing all that talking, but you be the main one talking about, hey, dog, can you grab this for me? So get the fuck out of here.
Here.
You taking advantage too.
Wait a minute. I'm doing this sitting here holier than thou on one subject and a rat bastard on the next one. Now, I could be all around rat bastard all day. I take that. But see, you playing both sides to the middle. So it's a fine line between things that you will do and what you won't do.
I never said that.
Well, what are you saying?
No, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, you can play that all you want. But now, okay, well, let's just go down. Janine, you caught father
mm-hmm.
time with your grandmama. What would you do?
I ain't talking about no. She can't look like a grandmama, man. Come on,
no, girl. No. That ain't what you said.
Hey, it's some 60-year-olds that look pretty fucking good out here.
That's what you said. Now, Kat, hold on, dog. You made your statement. Now I'm going down the line. Janine, now you heard what he said. He waiting on your
mm-hmm.
grandmama's shit. Talking about all the time sitting there counting your grandmama's money. What you going to do?
Well, we're going to be fighting.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Okay,
hold on,
dog. We're not finished yet. Wait. Now, father time sitting there counting your grandmama's money. Finna go buy him a pair of gym shoes. Finna go get him a carton of squares. Finna go to the club with your grandmama's money. And she on the
floor. I'm busting the cap in his ass. Bring the school squad over. We got a problem.
Now, he's scared of the motherfuckers. Bring them.
Okay, well, now, let's ask you. Motherfucker your age, there, dealing with your grandmama, waiting on her check.
I'll be like, dog, let me get my cup first.
Mm-hmm.
So you going to pimp your grandmama out just to get a cut. You ain't shit.
That's what you going to hell.
You ain't shit.
With gasoline draws on.
You ain't shit. No.
I'm just bullshitting, y'all. It's just jokes. I ain't trying to call out nobody's grandmama now. You know what I'm saying? Now, somebody's mama, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, nowadays, mama's grandmama's now early.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit.
So that's where I would go. You mean, what makes you happy? Not what makes you happy. Let me rephrase that. What keeps you happy? Do you consider yourself happy right now?
I consider myself content.
Good answer.
Ain't no family feud, motherfucker. What's wrong with you? Okay, well, what would make you happy?
I
mean, if you could have anything in the world that makes you happy, what would it be?
I really honestly don't know.
You honestly don't know?
No, I don't.
No.
Okay, all right. Wait, what makes you happy, man?
What would make me happy?
What makes you happy? Other than alcohol.
Well, you got to count marijuana out of that, too. So, I guess love. Love. Not money, just being loved like I love, like I can love. I guess that's the best way to put it.
Okay, well, what's your definition of love to you? What does love mean to you?
Shit. Unconditional. Being there for each other. I mean, I ain't never really felt it, but, you know, knowing what that other person thinking before, without her even saying something. I haven't heard about it, but I ain't never seen it, you know.
So you saying you ain't never been in love before?
I've been in lust.
You ain't never been in love before?
thought I was, but it, evidently it was lust because it wasn't true love because true love always stays there. So, no, I ain't never been in love.
Unless you fuck it up.
Even if you fuck it up, true love always come back.
Now, wait a minute now. You ain't going to keep talking about you. True love ain't going to keep coming back if you constantly cheating and doing all this shit.
Well, goddamn, you ain't going to got there. How many times? If you fuck up once, if you ain't learned from that mistake from the way you fucked it up at, then hell, you ain't going to keep going twice and three times.
I just said that.
Well, that's why I ain't never been in love.
That's what he's saying. Evidently, he wasn't in love with them. That's what he's saying.
Is that what you're saying, man?
Yeah, I mean,
dude,
it's
honest,
a feeling.
Hold on, dog. Hold on. To be honest, you my friend, and you told me.
And afterwards, I done told you it must have been lust. Because I still don't know what true love is. True love, it comes from both persons. And for me also to have to be able to give up sacrifices. You know what I'm saying? And I haven't loved that much to want me to give up sacrifices, unless it's my kids.
So in other words, when you and this person break up, you usually saying this.
We built this shit! You didn't do this shit by yourself!
That was pretty good. That was pretty good, though. That was pretty good.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that was a good one. All right, man. What makes you happy, dog?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. What makes you happy?
What's gonna make me happy is 27 more minutes. I get to get off the phone with you, jackasses.
Oh man, I'm serious, dog. Seriously, man. All bullshit aside.
Dude, you on the webcam? Look at my face, motherfucker. I'm tired of you.
Well, fuck you twice, then, man.
I don't know, man. Peace of mind, I guess, man. What makes you happy is having a peace of mind. This day and age, motherfucker, that seems like it's so far gone. Like it's never gonna happen.
That would be
the perfect thing for me to, man, have a peace of mind. Now, in order to get that peace of mind, I know I need to put certain pieces of my life in certain places, but and that's easier said than done, but to have a peace of mind, that would be total happiness for me.
Okay. Now I'm gonna flip it on everybody.
Oh, here we go. You flip most shit. Go ahead, brother.
All right, I'm gonna flip it.
You said
if you can go back. No, seriously, no. Serious question for everybody. If you can go back and change one thing you've done in your life, what would it be?
Beating your ass.
That's some fucked up ass shit to say, man. Almost hung the fuck up.
Well,
that's fucked up, man. My feelings just hurt like a motherfucker now.
Oh.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, like my man say.
Yes, they deserve to die. And I hope they burn in hell.
Now, why I got to burn in hell? You the one going to burn in hell because you the one got me drinking. So...
Janine, let me talk to somebody who's got some sense. How you doing, Janine? If you can go back and change one mistake you made in your life, what would it be?
I made so many.
Who just want one? Just give me a small one.
I guess certain people I should have been with, I shouldn't have been with them, and it's a whole bunch of mistakes I made.
Yeah, you know, dog, seriously. It's really hard to narrow that down to one mistake that I mean, because you don't know which mistake was done. So which one of them that you could, like, be like, well, if I would have did this, my life would have took a turn for the better. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not saying as far as a mistake that changed your whole life. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, okay, maybe a mistake where I should have had a baby with somebody else.
Oh, okay. Let me.
Like a kid.
Yeah. That was for. I mean, now don't get me wrong. I love my kids with all my heart. I mean, I'm glad they all here. This is where I wouldn't train them for nothing in the world. But yes, if I could go back, yeah, I probably would have did it a different way. Now, with that being said, it's like, okay, being done in a different way, I probably wouldn't have the kids that I have now. Probably be some, you know, something along with boys, girls, whatever. But if I could just change one thing, keep my same kids, and just change the motherfucking mama, oh, man, shit.
So that's one thing that you would change. You would change your baby mama.
And meeting you.
And meeting me. Good. That's good to know. What about you, Wade? What would you change?
I wouldn't have drunk all that goddamn rose that night and been sitting in the goddamn car. That's what I would have changed.
Huh? What rules you talking about, man?
Wow, only two of y'all should know what the hell I'm talking about.
Well, I know what he's talking about, but I mean, just for the people, for the audience that don't know, if you want to elaborate.
Well, I wouldn't have been fucked up without no pistol in the car getting shot up. That's what I'd have changed.
Okay.
Plus, I wouldn't have drunk all that goddamn rose.
Okay. Damn, I didn't mean like that, man. Lighthearted, bro.
That's dope. I mean, anything else, all the mistakes I made, I have learned from them. So I think they made me better, so ain't really too many of them I wouldn't mind changing.
Well, I would change, man. I would change the fact that I changed my mind on taking your ass to the alcoholic place. I should have followed my first manager, drove your ass down there. You'd be sober now.
Well, hell, you wouldn't have gave me my first drink. I wouldn't have to go through this shit.
Yeah, you got a point there.
First drink?
Nah.
You got a point there, brother.
Shit.
Y'all motherfuckers are good at trying to make me out to be the motherfucking bad guy. You goddamn.
You
the
oldest.
I ain't the motherfucking bad guy.
We used to go to the liquor store, and what bench we used to sit on.
And the bad part, you was out of school. You knew better.
Mm-hmm. Goddamn bad influence.
I didn't put no gun in nobody's motherfucking hand and say, drink this shit. You motherfucking drink that shit on your own.
You was old enough, so we thought you knew what you was talking about.
Come on, Cass. Get drunk, Cass. It's Friday, Cass. Remember all that? You ain't got to go to school in the morning.
Whatever, man. You motherfuckers made your own motherfucking decisions. And now you got to live with them motherfuckers.
Hold on, man. Hold on, brother. So what you telling me is that 19-year-old can't influence a 14-year-old?
I'm not saying that.
So, if you sitting there and you 14 and you looking at your 19-year-old partner sitting there drinking and he offer you a drink, because you think in your mind that this guy's always, he looks out for you, you're not going to take it?
Well,
Plead the fifth. Yeah, you know you fucked us.
Got people skipping school to go see Tougher Than Leather.
Man, y'all motherfuckers did that shit on y'all motherfucking own.
Nah, we didn't skip school to see Tougher Than Leather. We skipped school to see Colors.
Oh, Colors.
Still though, y'all called me walking out my motherfucking door while y'all was on y'all way to the motherfucking bus. Talking about where you going?
Bullshit.
I'm going to
we praying that. We
praying
that
going
tonight.
Too. That's exactly how that shit happened.
Bullshit. Bullshit. Bullshit.
Yeah.
We playing that the night before.
I don't remember
that
shit,
bro.
While we sitting on the bench drinking.
Why we sitting on the bench drinking? You came up
Hell,
with the
wow.
after playing. Hey, go to the bus stop, then walk across the street to the store, and we're going to cut through the Chase store, and we're going to go on and walk up there.
Like I said, y'all called me coming out of my door on y'all way to school asking me where you about to go. I'm about to go see Colors. Oh, we want to go too. Come on.
You really think
well,
that's
Well, yeah, we already had a hangover. We might as well go chill and watch a movie.
Hey,
but
I
you know
ready.
What? You know what comes Judgment Day when he's sitting there like that candy bar commercial when God be like, I seen what you did.
Got a while. You better start eating that Snickers because you're going to be there.
Right. Yeah. Let him be here a minute.
I'm going to heaven, man. I don't know about y'all. But I've done
Maybe
good
you
things in my life. I've done a lot of good things in my life, so my ticket's already punched, baby. I already know that.
Yeah, it's punched, right?
Straight up. See, y'all really don't know, man. I do a lot of good shit in this world, man, for a lot of people, man. So I know where I'm going, man.
Yeah, without you, every day I wouldn't have a headache.
Moonstar Quasar, go ahead. Oh, go ahead, Jackson.
I'm going to heaven.
Yeah, I'm going to save your seat for you.
You ain't going there.
I'm just saving your
heathen?
Seat for you.
You a heathen. All y'all live, all y'all sinners.
Well, welcome to Sin City, motherfucker.
I got a seat now. Hey, why you waiting? We going to be like, he just a little late.
Late?
He up
he
trying to plead
up,
his case. Hey, he pleading this case right now. He'll be out here soon.
Yeah, it sounds good.
I know where I'm going. I see you up there, Janine, because I know you're a good person, too. Well,
of
see
course
you up
I
there.
Am.
Hey, that was getting on her. What are you talking about?
We're going to wave at the motherfuckers on their way down while we going
yeah,
up. Pass
yeah,
them right on by.
So, wait a minute. What you trying to get out of break for you tonight? Because you still, motherfucker.
I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
What's up, Rev? We got the Rev on the show, y'all. What's happening? Everybody say hi to the Rev.
Hello.
What's good, Rev?
What's up?
What you want, Rev? I know you want to get in the convo.
That you know what? And I would really like for her to get in on the convo because I would like to ask her that question.
The first one?
Yeah. Hey, Rev. What's happening?
Hey. What's up?
All right. Check this out. Now we done veered away from the conversation. But since you popped up, I want to ask you this. Let's say, for instance, me and you friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we friends. I mean, strictly friends. No, nothing else involved, just friends. But you like me. You know you like me, and I tell you, you know, as far as I don't want that type of relationship with you. I just want to be your friend. That's it. Right?
Uh-huh.
But now, I see a friend of yours that I like. I come and I tell you, hey, Rev, I like your girl. Would you like, cock block me? Or would you, like, set me up with her? What would you do?
Now, if I was your friend, I'd hook you up with her if that's what you wanted.
But what if you got feelings for him and you know that y'all ain't going to get together or he said y'all ain't going to get together, but you still got feelings for him?
Well, I can cut my feelings off. If somebody don't like me, hell, I don't like them like that.
So you'll hook your friend up?
Yeah. And so be it. Maybe me and him just meant to be friends.
Exactly.
Hey, hold up. We got another call calling in. Yo, what's up?
What's up?
What's good?
What it do?
Not much. It's Melanie.
What's happening, Mayor?
None.
ask her the same question.
Damn, man, can you let me get out my Okay, Mel, check this out. Tonight's topic, we're trying to see. All right, let's just say, for instance, me and you, we're friends, right?
Okay.
We're friends, you know, just friends. Nothing going on. But now you do like me. You like me, you know what I'm saying? You might even told me you like me. And I tell you, now, I mean, you know, me and you just not meant for each other, you know. But I enjoy being your friend. But that's as far as it's going to go. Right? You still with me?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so now, you know, I see one of your girls. And I'm like, man, I'm like, yo, Mel, I'm liking your girl right there. What's up with her? I mean, would you cock block me out of it? Would you hook me up with her? I mean, what would you do?
I wouldn't cock block you. I mean, but I would make you do it on your own.
Right. I mean,
if you really wanted to talk to her, I mean, if I liked you, but you like my friend, I wouldn't try to hook y'all up, really. But I wouldn't talk like you. I'd let you go ahead and, you know, I'd tell you, well, if that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it.
Okay, so with that being said, would you feel I'm being less of a friend to you because I like your friend?
No.
Okay, What about you, Rev? Would I be less of a friend to you?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm going to give y'all my version of the same question. He left a lot of shit out.
No, I didn't. That's the question I asked. You doing your flip?
All right, check this out. Okay, you and your girl, right? You and your girl. This is your girl. You talking about this guy all day to your girl, how much you like him. You really, really like him. You really want to get with him and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what you're telling your girl all the time. Every time y'all talk on the phone, she always talking about this particular same dude, right? Now, all three of y'all go out together one time. Y'all meet up at the club or something. You know what I'm saying? And now your girl know how you feel about this guy because you've been telling her all this. You know what I'm saying? The last 2 weeks, all you've been doing is talking about dude.
There you go, 2 weeks.
And now dude want to holler at your girl. Now, do you think your girl is wrong if she holler at him because she know exactly how you feel? Do you think he should be off limits to her? This is your girl, your partner, your ace. She know exactly how you feel about this guy. Would she be wrong about talking to him?
Well, I was in that situation, so I just told my girl that he didn't like her, that he wanted to get with me.
Okay.
Because if she was my friend, I should be able to tell her anything. You know what? I was just in this situation, actually. And it was somebody that was really close. But me and this guy had been friends, like, from teenage years and never even thought about hooking up or nothing. And then when we did thought about it, we decided, well, that wouldn't be good because then we might not be friends after that. So when I left town, we all had been out together and everything. When I left town, I found out that they met up at the club and he was being flirty. So when I found out about it, I said, well, you know, I'm out of town and nothing ever happened between me and him. And if you like him, go right ahead.
So that didn't put a damper on y'all friendship, right?
No, it ain't did nothing to our friendship.
Okay, now, what about you, Mel? Is your girl wrong for talking to him? Is your girl wrong for talking to him because she know exactly how you feel about him? Would she be wrong if she still talk to him?
You can't force the other person to like you.
Well, I understand that.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it, no. Wouldn't bother me.
Even though you just spilled your heart out to your girl, and she still go back and holler at him, that shit wouldn't bother you at all?
No.
Wow. I stand corrected. That should have
bothered
the fuck out of
me. It ain't
bothering
me.
Hey, I stand corrected. Oh, y'all going to hell.
Slow down. So, Hold on, with this, let's check the count here. Let's see, you and Whit, you agree, and me, Mel, Rev, and Janine, we agree the same thing. So, like y'all outvoted there, homie.
Hey, I stand corrected, and I'm gonna see all y'all on y'all way down while I'm going up.
Yeah. What's so crazy about it, bro?
That's crazy, man.
Why? That they didn't let no man come between their friendship?
But I'm saying a real friend, a real true friend, wouldn't holler at nobody if they know that you really feel that strongly about that person. If I'm talking about her every day, all day, you know I got some strong ass feelings for her.
Okay,
so why would my boy even holler at her?
Hold up, man. This is one thing I need to ask you. Why are you putting all your heart and soul into her when she's constantly telling you she don't want you? I'm just curious.
Like I told you earlier, she don't want me yet.
No, she don't.
But I'm going to change that.
Then she ain't going to want you a year from now.
But that ain't the point. Whether she want me or not, if my boy don't know how I feel about her, she should be off limits to him. He should be like, yo, baby, look, I think you're cool and all, but, you know, my boy really feeling you, so I gotta step away.
You know what? But at the same time, dog, I, as a friend, if you sitting there telling me this week in, week out, and I'm steady asking you, well, how she feel? Oh, she don't like me like that. I'm going to tell you as a friend, leave her the fuck alone. Because I'm not going to sit here and listen to you tell me 2 weeks straight how much you like this girl, that and the other, but she don't want me. What the fuck is wrong with you? You
like I said, she don't want me yet.
No.
She will.
No.
She going to learn to love me. You know what I'm saying?
No, they call that stalking. I keep telling you that. They call that stalking, and it's against the law.
Yeah, okay. All right, hey, by the way, not to get off subject, but Transformers is on the site, y'all. It's on the site for your viewing pleasure. Transformers. I just put it up there.
Yeah.
You know, for everybody that don't know, we got movies on the site now. We got Transformers, Green Lantern, Cars 2, if you got kids. All you got to do is go to the site, press play. Great quality. Okay. I had to do my public service announcement. Oh, by the way, I want to thank everybody that voted on the poll. Have you checked the results, bro?
Yeah, I've seen them.
So, you know, don't nobody believe your ass, right?
Hey. Don't matter.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody believes you. Anybody that done it.
I ain't.
Mel, did you vote? Rev, did you vote?
No,
oh,
I didn't.
Well, y'all got to go over there and vote on the poll.
I'm not a voter. What was it?
What's the poll question?
Yeah, what was the question?
Now, I can't say it on the air. You got to go on the site, sweetheart. Just go on the site and click yes.
Name this whole do-ass phone to her.
What'd you say?
I said you
in
the Yeah, I see you try to ease back in real quick.
I'll be having a signal in my house.
Well, Mel, I mean, if you can, go on the site, do us a favor, and vote. Rev, if you can, go on the site, please vote. We can take this down, because I'm tired of seeing it. He's determined to prove it. So, I mean, this is the longest he didn't kept a question up. He's determined to make me lose, so please, everybody,
early
vote.
Early loss, man. You got, like, 25% of the vote, dude. If that much, I think it's down to 23%.
Hey. It is what it is.
Janine, you voted though, right? I know Janine voted.
Yes, I did.
But she ain't going to tell us which way she voted, though, is she?
Nope.
No, I'm not.
Well, I voted yes.
Oh, okay.
He voted no, of course.
You don't know what I voted.
No, I say he voted no.
Oh.
Why the fuck would I vote yes if I just said I didn't?
That's what I'm telling you. That's possible. That's why I'm letting everybody know. Y'all got to get up on the site. Like we say, we got blogs on there. Janine, did you like my reply?
Yes, I did. I read it. It was very nice.
Was it on point or was it off a little bit? I felt like I was off a little bit. I didn't hit exactly what you were talking about.
You are off.
I was off, right? I thought I was. But I tried.
Yeah. But
then
Tell him he's off. Tell him he's mentally retarded. Shit. Because he's been off because he's dead. Retarded motherfucker.
I'm just saying. If you ladies want to go on there, y'all want to put a blog on there, I'm going to reply to y'all blog, and then y'all just let me know if I hit what you was talking about, if I was on or off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he's going to hit y'all with his throbbing manhood.
Hey. Some of that shit is good, dude. You mean you read them all, right? Some of that shit is good, right? That's from the dome.
Yeah.
Notebook full of that shit, boy.
Yeah.
That's why the ladies love me. I'm like LL Cool J up in this motherfucker.
What?
Ladies love me, man. And the right lady. Hey, all y'all gotta do is put a blog on there and read my reply, and I guarantee you, you'd be like, damn, that motherfucker, boy. Ooh. Friday. Red mail.
Yeah, okay.
Go over there next today, tomorrow night, whatever. Put y'all a blog up, and I'm going to reply to your blog. And then you tell me if I ain't the shit or not. That's all I got to say. Janine, no. She already know. Ladies love me, don't they, Janine?
Yeah,
okay. I know, baby. You ain't got to say it on the air, but I know.
I always thought your two L's were for lick 'em low.
Hey, I've done that before too, bro. Ain't no shame in my game. Mail, Rev, I got something for y'all. You just got to give me like 2 days to respond. And I'm going to hit you off with something real nice. Change the whole attitude towards me. Ain't that right, Janine? You used to hate me. You was in my shit was like, damn, that motherfucker. I didn't know he had it like that. All right, I'm done. Just put that out there, that's all.
Damn, I never knew you could suck your own dick.
What the fuck are you talking about?
God damn, you're just the baddest motherfucker in the world now.
I'm a bad motherfucker, I already know this.
I mean, like I said, I didn't know you was that bad.
I guarantee. Rev Mail, y'all put a blog on there, I guarantee you. After you read my response, you will look at me in a whole different light. Guaranteed. I put money on it.
I feel you, brother. I feel you. But check it out, man. We're coming down to the end of the show, man. Once again. You say what?
I got skills, motherfucker. Let me finish my motherfucking thing. I got skills. Don't be cutting me off, bro.
Right,
I wasn't done.
Okay.
Like I said, Red Mail, I got skills. Put y'all blog. I don't care what you talk about. And I guarantee you I'm going to reply to what you're talking about. I'm going to make that shit sound good as hell. Guaranteed. And then write Janine back. Janine, you know my skills.
Get that by time. God, okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Bad motherfucker, man.
Damn.
I can toot my own horn every once in a while, baby. That's how I get down.
You
grow.
Damn, let it go.
I ain't got to let it go. In the show, motherfucker.
You can bust your nut and get on.
The man was tooting the horn. He was playing his trumpet.
You know?
Any last words, Wick?
Much love, fellas. Holler at y'all tomorrow. Everybody have a good night. Peace.
Right, that's what's up. Rev, you got any last words for us tonight?
Good show from what I got in on.
Okay. I'll let us tomorrow, good Rev. I'll let us tomorrow. Jadeen, any last words, baby?
Good show. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right.
Peace.
Anything else you got to add, brother?
Man, like I said, I said it all, baby. Transformers 3 is up on the site, so y'all go enjoy it. Good ass copy, too. Angry
all right.
Manner.
On that note, sincity.spruce.com, y'all, hit us up. All right, y'all, peace.